Yeah, let's kick things off. So, Bill, yeah, I gotta tell you, man. You know, you've been working for the men's basketball team since 1998.
Right.
Am I correct?
Yep.
And you've been the voice since 2005.
Right.
And so we know that this year is the 10-year anniversary of Mason's Final Four run. Back in the day with just, Coach Larinaga and company.
Yep, yeah. Just finished that. Just did the celebration.
Yeah.
Back in April, May, whenever it was. I don't even remember now. It might have even been June.
Uh-huh.
Like, it all goes so quick. But, yeah, they just finished, had the dinner here and everything. And everybody, right. I think, except for one player, Gabe Norwood, who's still playing in the Philippines. And he is a rock star over there. Everybody was here on campus for the dinner. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That is awesome. But I have to mention, you know, you've been the voice of 2005, so the year after that, they had made the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically started on a high, and then ever since it's been kind of coasting, or they haven't been doing as well. So talk to me about how that felt, because usually when people start jobs and they start on a high, they expect to be like in the Final Four
or
the top ranks every single year after that. So how did it feel they haven't been back since, really?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I never thought, even going throughout that entire year and getting to the Final Four, it was never a thought the following year or years that it'll just be a matter of time before we're back there again. I've always approached it as, yes, I would expect us to be back in the NCAA tournament. Yes, I would expect us at some point to even win a game or two back in the NCAA tournament. But to throw that out there, we'll be back in the Final Four at some point. I mean, that's you're fooling yourself if you think that's the case at a program like this. You're not at a North Carolina, Kentucky, a Duke, or whatever it may be. Those guys probably go into every year thinking, all right, where's the Final Four? Maybe we'll end up there this year. I'd like to, we'll go back to New Orleans. We'll go back to, you know, wherever it may be.
Right.
I never had that type of thought that this is going to be a regular occurrence. Now, when they went back 2 years later in 08, we went out to Denver, got beat in the first round there. You know, you expected, okay, this is what we expected. We'll be back in the NCAA tournament again. And then we went back again in 11, and they won a game. And you went, okay, this is kind of new norm. We were going to be a top 25 team coming back the next year. And then everything, I mean, all the dominoes just fell.
Right.
I mean, you know, Luke transfers to Louisville, Luke Hancock, who ended up being the most valuable player for Louisville when they won the title a couple years later. You know, Coach Larinaga goes to Miami. We had a couple other guys leave. And it just kind of, I mean, all the foundation that was there just kind of crumbled over the past couple seasons. But I think they're getting back, and it may not be this year. So I apologize to any students that are out there listening that this may be your final year. I don't know, try to get a grad degree, whatever you can do. Stick around, because this team in a couple years under Coach Paulson, I firmly believe, will be back in the postseason, will be back towards an NCAA tournament. And I think it's going to be a good enough team that, again, you never know because of matchups and maybe guys get hurt or whatever. I think they can win a game or two when and if they finally get there. But it's definitely back on the upward trend of where we were when I first started back 97, 98, doing stuff on the regular with this team. When Larinaga's first year, we weren't that good.
Right.
We finished, I think, sixth in the conference. And then they won the CAA the next year and went to the NCAA tournament. So I don't know that NCAA tournament in Dave Paulson's second year is in the cards, because we're in a much harder league. But certainly 2-3 years from now, I think they're going to be really – especially 2 years from now, I think it'll be really good.
Mm-hmm. And how much do you equate that to, like, a cultural change in the program or just on campus in general? Do you equate that anything to cultural change?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Coach Paulson came in. He was at Bucknell, for people who don't know, beforehand, and spent 7-8 years or however many it was. And came in, and it's just a completely different mindset. And, you know, working with Coach Hewitt for the 4 years that he was here, I never had a problem with him. He was always very nice to me. He likes his students. He likes the athletes. His number one thing is looking out for their well-being on and off the court. But for whatever reason, it just wasn't working. And when that happens, you need to have a total different change of culture. And that's what Coach Paulson came in. And you saw there were a lot of guys that had come in their first year. They'd been recruited by Coach Hewitt, had only been here for a year, and immediately Coach Paulson comes in and changes the dynamic of everything as far as how you're going to work, how hard you're going to work, when you're going to work, what's expected of you at practice. And guys didn't want to handle that. And so they left. And that left a big void because you're talking about a coach that got hired in April.
Right.
Now has to come in, loses three guys immediately that transfer.
Yep.
And now he's got to find new guys, and they did a fantastic job of getting a class of six in basically about 3 months before school started. And a couple of the guys that were the main gets in Otis Livingston and Jair Greyer weren't signed until August. They didn't come here until right before school started. They weren't spring signees.
Right.
So that helped change everything, and then just holding these guys accountable for everything, from what they do in practice, what they do in the games, what they do in the classroom. Totally different mindset than what we've seen here in the past few years.
Hmm. Interesting. In case anyone was wondering, what were the three names of the players that transferred?
It would be Isaiah Jackson. Trey Porter, who went to Old Dominion. He's had to sit out this year because of his transfer.
Uh-huh.
And, oh my gosh, I'm going to blank on the third one. I don't remember who the third one is now. I have to go back and look because he didn't play for us. He redshirted and then transferred, and now I completely forgot the kid's name. It's terrible.
It's all good. But I know you mentioned him earlier, Jair Greer, and he's been one of the highest recruits here at Mason in the last few years. I know his father played in the NBA.
That's right.
So that is a good name. He's a heck of a defender, heck of an all-ball defender. But he was a freshman last year, so towards the end of the year, I remember I was covering the Mason Davidson name. He got into some, you know, foul trouble guarding their star. What was his name? Something Gibbs.
Jack Gibbs.
Jack Gibbs. He was giving it to him. But yeah, a lot of promise in that kid.
I think Otis played the point guard, and he played over 30 minutes a game. And as a freshman, I mean, that's why they were what they were last year, because in the Atlantic 10, unless you're talking about a guy who's going to be a one and done or a 2 years and done head to the NBA, a point guard has no business playing 30 minutes a night in the A-10. It's just not possible.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a very, very successful team. Now, Otis did a great job at it, but he made freshman mistakes. And there were times when you would just watch the games, and for a 5-6 minute stretch, you'd be like, this kid's unbelievable. This is amazing. And then you go to a TV timeout and come out, and then 5-6 minute stretch where you go, I don't know that these guys have ever played basketball together before, because it would look just so bad.
Yeah, I saw that.
But that's the growing pains that you have with freshmen. But you know, they beat VCU here, and VCU is a very good team, and they held their own against a lot of the top teams in the Atlantic 10. They just weren't deep enough. And in some cases, you saw it like against St. Joe's and DeAndre Bembry, who left early, is now was an NBA first-round draft pick.
Yep.
You could see it when our guys as freshmen would stand next to their guys as juniors and seniors, and you can see what 2 or 3 years in a college weight room and 30, 40 pounds of muscle, the difference, because many times going for rebounds, it was like men versus boys, where our guys would jump and they just go bouncing off of the St. Joe's guys, they grab the rebound, go the other way.
Right.
That is what I'm hoping in 2 years will be us against other teams, that these guys will be good enough and will have hit the weight room and done all the work, that by the time Otis and Jair and the other guys are going to be